Uplifting thoughts is by choice. Lifting thoughts is by choice. We live our life moment to moment. We live in our bodies moment to moment. We live in all that we do moment by moment. Things are not pre-drawn. Things are not predestined. Things are not fortuitously done, but they are done by thought. Lifting thoughts is by choice. We have the opportunity to live our life in a very happy, joyous way, in a wonderful, uplifting way, or we have the opportunity to lift our life in a very confusing and busy and active way. Now, how do you want to live your life? How do you want to live in your world? When you wake up in the morning, are you feeling pain or are you feeling any discomfort? Do you immediately say to yourself, all is in divine order, and not try to think what caused the pain or what brought the pain or what brought the discomfort? All is in divine order. Lifting thought is by choice. So when I say to myself, all is in divine order, I am lifting my thought by my choice, and I will have that experience in my life. I will have that experience in my everyday experience, no matter what it may be. Many people go through tragedies. They go through very difficult times. And because they have a positive attitude toward life, they go through that experience in a very noble way, in a very happy, sensitive way, and it does not destroy them. Other people go through virtually the same experience, and because they have not the intuitive fortitude that builds them and strengthens them to whatever their desire for themselves is, they fall away from it. Everyone could be a great artist. Everyone could be a great professional person. Everyone could be a great lover. Everyone could be a great being if they chose, all by lifting their thoughts as their choice. There are many men in battle who suffer battle fatigue, who suffer unterrible things in battle. And then they go home from the battle and they suffer even more. Now what they're doing is they're living in their life, living in their body, in their thoughts. They're living the thoughts of the horror of the war. They're living in their thoughts of the unhappiness that's going on about them. They're living in their thoughts in such a manner that they're tearing themselves down, destroying themselves, and keeping themselves from living a happy, bountifully beautiful life. Now, there are some people who say the best way to solve a problem is to understand the problem and go to it. To dig deep into your miserable, unhappy attitudes, to relive your miserable war experiences that caused you to be so uncomfortable. But my point of view is, lifting thoughts is by choice, and if I lift my thoughts by my choice, I have the result of that lifted thought in my life. So, it's not a matter of me saying I'm not disturbed by the war effort that had caused me to lose my balance. I am not disturbed by the things that happened in my life that brought me tragedy. I won't give that any power by my thought. I merely say to myself, all is in divine order now. All is in divine order now. Could I do any better? Could I think it through more positively for myself than to say, all is in divine order now? No. When I begin to take all of my thoughts and let them go and just say, all is in divine order now, then that which is in me, that which is my reality, that which is my perfection, floods forth and takes over and is whatever I am. It's not a matter of something else. It's a matter of what I am right now, who I am right now, where I am right now, what I'm doing right now, what makes my world wonderful and glorious and uplifting. I do not help myself. Oh, I might say I'm getting stronger by overcoming these things and taking these challenges and looking them square in the eye and saying, "Be gone, you terrible challenge." And that's not how it works. How it works is I say, I am a divine being. And as a divine being, I put all of my thoughts in proper divine order. And I say, all is in divine order now. I say that now and forever and ever and ever. I say it again and again and again. I will not allow any other thought to enter my consciousness than lifting thought is by my choice. Lifting my realization of who I am is by my choice. So I say all is in divine order. Now, to say all is in divine order seems to be ignoring the problem, but really, it is totally putting yourself in harmony with your right action, with the peace, with the goodness, with the totality of who and what you are. We don't know our divinity as much as we would like to. We do not know our reality as much as we would like to. Oh, we'd like to say we understand these things, we know these things, we are these things, but we don't really know it. We have a divine quality within each one of us. And that divine quality within each one of us directs all of our life, all of our activities, all of our thinking, all of our dreams, all of our desires. That divine quality knows who we are and expresses who we are and lives who we are and is who we are. And that's all that matters. Nothing else matters. The divine in us is wonderful. The divine in us is beautiful. The divine in us is fantastic, because that's all that matters. The divine in us is glorious. The divine in us is fantastic. It's beautiful. It's marvelous. It's beyond measure. Can you and I be beyond measure? Can we be realizing all of the time who and what we are? Can we be knowing all the time? No. But the divine in us knows. And so we let go and let God. We let go and let the divine in us. We let go and let our purity and our goodness reveal to us and to our world who and what we are. We're lifting our thoughts by our choice. We're lifting our thoughts into a higher plane of reference by our thoughts. And as we lift our ideas, our dreams, our goals, our direction, by our choice, we say all is in divine order right now. Could anything be more complete? Anything be more wonderful? All is in divine order right now. All is in its ideal format right now. And that's all that it matters. That's all that matters is that all is in divine order right now. All is wonderful right now. All is beautiful right now. All is fantastic right now. We live in this magnificence of who we are. We live in this reality of who we are. We live in this glory of who we are. And living in this glory of who we are, we say, all is in divine order now. And then let it go. Let go and let the divine be itself. Let go and let my reality unfold, my original purity and integrity. Let go and be who I am. Be the divine that I am, be the divine that you are, and be it by your choice of lifting your thoughts to the highest and best. Do that for yourself today and watch the miracles take place in your life, because it is who you are, and it is only who you are. Know this for yourself today. Do it for yourself all the time, and know that your adventure is just beginning. because today is the first day of the rest of your life, and it is all now. I love you. I love you. I love you.